Monday night, Oral of Zion Tishrei. Tavshin Ayin Beis. We're doing Chavos Alvavos, we're in Shar HaTeshuvah. And we're starting Perek Hamishi. Perek Revi went through the components of Tshuva. And the Chavos Alvavos had four components of Tshuva. Charata, Aziva Sachet, Vidui, and Kabbalah Alosid. And he discussed it very briefly in Perek Revi. Perek Hamishi, he elaborates on each one, and he says, Omar, Aval Tanoi Gidrei HaTshuva. I don't know, Tanoi, the details, I don't know, the Tanoi. Harim Rabbim Ma'od. There's really many, many, many. Each component is split up into many. Ach Asker, and there's really many, many. It's limitless. Ach, remember, Tshuva is very deep, he said in the first parak. It's very, very deep. It has to be very deep and sincere. Ach Asker Meklolan Esrim Tanoim. I'm going to go over 20 things. And a lot of them will overlap, or they'll be part of different components. Some of them might seem very extreme. Many times in the Sefer, the Chavos Alvavos seems very extreme. Or what I mean by extreme, not like extremist Haredim, not that kind of extreme. Extreme, like very hard, like who can be on that Madrega? Like very extreme. It doesn't seem like a possible thing to attain. So it could be it takes a whole life. And also the Chavos Alvavos does not believe in dumbing down. So he tells you the way it's supposed to be, and that's the ideal. And now you have to spend your life striving towards the ideal. He doesn't say anywhere in the Sefer that if you don't reach the ideal, you wasted your life. But you have to know what the ideal is. So you have to, first of all, you have to know you're headed in the right direction, and you have to try, and you have to. Okay, so if you can't do the ideal, you do something close to it, or you're striving towards it. So he says there's really much, much more than what he's writing. He splits each component into five ways of doing it. Five ways of fulfilling that component. But there's really much more, he said. But he's leaving it at five. I'll give five to know him in each of the four components. So let's start. Charata. So look at, you'll see in a second what he's doing. Mehen Tanoya Charata Chamisha. There's some of them are ways of attaining charata, maybe some of them are manifestations of charata. Probably they're ways of attaining charata. That would be probably a more proper way of saying it. Things to think about that through contemplating these things, you attain charot. Tchilasa nayirum ne hachoshos haonish Hashem alachote amashachota ba'ovar. Yiras haonish. He said, or more than yiras haonish, but hachoshos haonish. It's going to come quickly. Like sometimes, you know, you say, I'll have charot on it when I get around to it. So he said, you have to start your tshuva very quickly. You don't know when Hashem will decide to be ma'anish you. You could do something and the einish could be the next minute, could be the next day, could be the next week. You don't know. We're not privy to that information. So hayira mitnei hachoshos ha'onesh will bring about a charata. He's saying, my goodness, what have I done? Now I'm subject to maybe tomorrow. something's going to stop working, not going to rain, whatever. Sha'oz tis chazek b'kach harotoso. The way to make sure that he really truly has harota. No, not the way to make sure. Sha'oz tis chazek b'kach harotoso. That'll really make that the harota is proper. Ka'omro tnu l'Hashem elokechem kobo b'terem yachshich. B'terem yislag b'raglechem alori noshe. Before terrible things happen to you. So that behola, the behola, and what should be the fear of sudden onesh or quick onesh that you didn't expect, you thought you could, you know, you have time, you have plenty of time. So that brings about charata in a very deep, sincere way. Because you're face to face with the onesh. So you're thinking like this. We want instant, people like instant gratification. It's not instant, but certainly, you know, the path of most gratification, most pleasure. And the longer range something is, the less it affects the person. The person lives in the moment. For the most part, it's a struggle. The struggle is to live realizing the consequences of your actions. So you have charata, means you're, so one way to attain charata is by being focused on the consequences of your actions. Vasheni number two is kniya, good old shara kniya. Which is, that's really the necessary stepping stone to tshuva, he said in the beginning of the whole Shar HaTshuva. But here he's already talking specifics, and he's saying shviras libo ukniyoso l'fnei Hashem yisal al aver sha'osa. That is a big spar and a big aid to doing right, to having proper charata. You know, practicing kniya first is realizing what you did. Because of the onesh pashut, so like, what are then there's the charata that's brought about through kniya, right? How dare I have violated the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If you feel yourself to a degree that you're bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're nothing without him, and that's kniya. That's what we learned in the Shara Kniya. Then you'll be able to do tshuva with the proper charata, because the charata will be born of that kniya. Okay. Vashlishi, a way of manifesting charata is, he says, shinui malbush, to change your clothing. V'odyov v'haroso simoni charota b'diburo ma'acholo b'chol t'nuosof. To us maybe it sounds a little strange. We're talking about making a statement. So if you don't wear fancy clothing, now they're not talking about sock v'efer, you're not talking about the Baal Tshuva putting on sackcloth. Talking about face, not confining himself more. Maybe he would start wearing a hat and jacket. As a statement, you know, it's like being more conservative. You know, still now he had a certain lifestyle, maybe more free. It's like if a person starts dressing more conservatively, that's what he means. He doesn't mean Afer, sock for Afer. He means, look, a lady would dress more conservatively. Even a man maybe would start wearing a jacket. Maybe he'd grow a beard. Maybe he would. Like, denim. You know, I don't know. here, like, I don't even know what it is. But in Muncie, right, so there were schools that asked for denim skirts and schools that didn't. But, like, that's for sure, it seems to me, partial. It gives you sort of a hefketika feeling. That material, the jeans look, the jeans material, it's a hefkeris. Doesn't mean everybody that wears it is hefkedik, but that's the mood that the manufacturers really want you to feel when you wear this rugged type of outdoorsy, you know, and you're free, you know, your face is baggy, I don't know, it's even, especially the hippie style, where it's washed out already, it's like pre-washed jeans you buy, bleached, like it's white, you know. So it's like hefkedik, the whole hippie thing is like to live hefkedik. So, like that's what, you would stop wearing that because it's just a way of manifesting charata. Like he doesn't, it's chitzainius. He knows he's talking about chitzainius. He's talking about clothing. What? It's showing charata.
Showing some change in who you want to be.
It's showing you want to show that you want to get away from the chait. You want to change even things that are not directly related to the chait. It's not just clothing. He says, and the way he talks, and the way he eats. Right? He wants to change. He's moving away. He wants to move away from what was. Maybe he'll start talking quietly instead of being so boisterous. Even if it's not related to the chait directly at all, but it's just the general muhus. For this, this you see sometimes in what we call real Bali tshuva. Even though the real Bali tshuva, we're real Bali tshuva, probably don't have to do tshuva. Maybe they were Tinek Shanishbas. But that's where you find like a total shinui in their whole manner. But also we don't see it. I don't think I ever met anyone that it was a shinui. Maybe you don't see it. Again, the Chazal Lovitz is talking to an extreme. The person, let's say, just talks more quietly, more slowly, even. Not as fast. Doesn't talk as fast. So, Kamo Shenemar, Alzoz Chagru Sakim Softu Vehililu. I think it's Charata because it's sort of like mourning. Whether it's actual, it's not necessarily actual mourning, mourri, right, mourning, but he's not as boisterous, he's not as loud, he's more, it's tanua. Omar vayiskasu sakim, ha'odom v'abahema, can I borrow yours? Vayiskasu sakim ha'odom v'abahema, vayikru alalakim b'chazka, maybe just the fact that you're doing something physical, you're not even up to the chait yet, but you're doing something physical that is a spur, maybe he means it as a spur to charata here. Goravi is to cry out, that also we don't do so much. Abachi batzoka vadova b'charatoso almash osu menachaton b'ovar. Kamru palgei mayim yarduena el shamru sarasecha. Ba'amar beinulam of the mizbech yitzko akonim. Cry, just like you cry when a tragedy, so every aver is a tragedy. So when you're sitting down and you're serious, if you're serious, you want to make a serious game plan for tshuva, so it might very well involve crying at the thought of what you did.
Someone just gets better. Someone was eating ham, now he's eating
kosher.
Someone didn't come to
Night City,
now he comes to
Night City.
He improves, isn't that?
So the Chayyim said back in Perek Aleph or Beis that if you don't go through the whole program, you're that much more likely to just slip back into your regular behavior. If you haven't really made a fundamental change, then the chances of slipping back are...
You made a change for Paul.
Well, I'm answering you. The reason he's talking about a much deeper than just Papoyal is because he holds that otherwise it won't be lasting. It'll be like an outburst of fervor and it'll peter out. And with tshuva, he's describing, right, because he holds, remember, that it has to be very, it's very, very deep-seated and deep-rooted. Okay, so b'chiyah, you have to be ready to cry. B'chamishi she'yachlim v'yochich asatzmo v'mistrei l'bavo. You're not going to do this to someone else, but you do it to yourself. You can berate yourself. How can I have done such a thing? So again, that's a more either golu or your physical manifestation of charata. Hello? Yeah, you'll have, I don't know who this is, but you'll have to call me back after 10.
Stand in the mirror.
What?
Talk to the mirror. You talking to the mirror?
The Mr. Elevable, he says. He's talking to himself.
Is it talking, or?
It means I always say, that's what introspection means. You have to be able to talk to yourself or think about yourself as if you're thinking about another person. So whether you actually talk or you have an inner conversation with yourself, which is harder, or you think, but it means that the mystery level deep down, you're yelling at yourself. It's like you have your, it's like you see you're it's like you are detached. You see yourself doing it, or you did it, and then you're yelling at yourself. How can you do such a thing? Sheyachlam v'yochich zasmu mystery levavo al masha over olav me'i milu chayvosu klapi Hashem. I don't know if he's going on the last thing or he's going on everything that he said till now. That this is the way to be Korea, meaning to get at the deep-seated emotions. So the five parts of Charata, not five parts, the five, either that manifested or that bring it about, is a yira for the immediacy of Einish. That would spur you for Charata Gemur, for Charata. Kniya. As you develop Kniya, you'll develop Charata. Changing outward things that were perhaps part of his sinning world, whether it's clothing or anything, to ratchet it down. Even the way you talk, the way you move. Okay, number four was to cry, and number five was to be mochiach yourself, to not just I'm sorry, you know, but here you're actually, so you're going over what you did wrong, and you're more into it, you're more focused on it. Like, so okay, tomorrow will be better, but you have to deal with the things you did wrong and think about them. Okay, we'll stop here.